Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we seek to be with and like Jesus. Your host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we friends that are friends of Jesus begin a conversation with Jesus in the morning through a gospel passage, prayer, meditation, and then we continue that conversation with Jesus throughout the day and discover yet again how wonderful, amazing, and irresistible Jesus of Nazareth truly is.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast, where as friends that are friends of Jesus, we're doing what friends that are friends of Jesus do. We're reading scripture, we're meditating, we're thinking, we're journaling, we're praying, we're continuing that conversation with Jesus throughout the day. Now, I am in Matthew chapter 14, so go ahead and join me there. And as you do that, let me just make clear that this is part two of a two-part podcast. So yesterday morning, and if you haven't listened to it, you may want to go back because this podcast will make a whole lot more sense if you have the backdrop or the background or the foundation, which is yesterday. So yesterday's podcast was walking toward Jesus, and today's podcast is entitled Walking with Jesus. And I would not have been able to do this podcast or say what I'm about to say 5 years ago. This is something I've had to grow into, and I'm still growing into it. I feel like I'm only at the very, very beginning of it. And some of you aren't going to like this podcast. Some of you are going to say, you know what? That sounds a little bit allegorical. Sounds a little fanciful. I'm not so sure about that. And so that's okay. You can just, you know, hit pause, and we can regather tomorrow morning, and maybe you'll like that podcast better. But Matthew chapter 14, we're going to enter into the second part of this story. But first, let me give a quick question, and that is there such a thing as going beyond walking toward Jesus? Remember, yesterday was walking toward Jesus, and today is walking with Jesus. Is there such a thing as beyond walking toward Jesus? What do you think? I mean, is walking toward Jesus the apex or the high point, you know, or the summit of the Christian life to which we're all seeking to ascend? And I just want us to ponder that for a minute. Walking toward Jesus, getting out of the boat and walking toward Jesus on the water, is there something beyond that? And when we go to, you know, this story again for the second day, right, it's about getting out of the boat and onto the water and walking toward Jesus. And that's crucial. That's important. That is absolutely necessary. But I think there's something in this story that is not often pointed out that is maybe more important. And maybe not more important, but deeper or beyond walking toward Jesus. Or, if you will, something that walking toward Jesus actually paves the way for. Because I don't think that we can enter into what I hope to point out this morning until we've taken the risk of, you know, what we talked about yesterday, getting out of the boat, stepping onto the water, and walking toward Jesus. But I do believe that there is so much more. So the question, is there such a thing as going beyond walking toward Jesus? So we pick up the story in verse 25. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, guys. It's I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter asked, "tell me to come out on the water." "Come," he said. And then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. Now we continue. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and he began to sink and he cried out, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You have little faith. Why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, truly, this is the Son of God." Okay. So Peter gets out of the boat, walks in the water, he sinks, and then he cries out for help, and they walk back to the boat together. Now, there's really three stages in the story. I mean, number one, in the boat, right? Number two, walking on the water toward Jesus, but, and this is important, Peter's not yet faced the wind and the waves and the distractions, and maybe he hasn't yet faced himself. And then the third stage, walking back to the boat, presumably with Jesus, as Jesus helps Peter, maybe carries Peter, back to the boat. Now, the only thing better than walking on water toward Jesus is walking on water with Jesus. And again, Jesus is probably holding or carrying Peter back to the boat. Again, there's only one thing better than walking toward Jesus, and it's walking with Jesus. And maybe we could say, and I'd want to say, and some of you again are going to think this is, you know, too allegorical or too fanciful, but you know, try it on for size. We could maybe say that Peter walked out toward Jesus in his own strength, and then his own strength failed, as our strength must, right? But he walks back to the boat with Jesus, leaning on Jesus, leaning into Jesus' strength, and Peter's become a new person. And we could say that maybe now where Peter is weak and maybe comfortable being weak, Jesus is strong. And I think that's the goal. I think that's the apex. I think that's the summit to which we are being called by the power of the Spirit to ascend, not simply to walk toward Jesus. Of course, that's the beginning of the journey, but to walk with Jesus. And this part of the story is not often talked about. I mean, Peter sunk, or he sank. I don't know what's appropriate grammar. But his own strength failed him. And I think we need to have that failing, that falling, that sinking experience where we realize, you know what, I can't do it on my own. So we must cry out, you know, for help and enter into the vulnerability and the humility and the actual receiving of help from another person, quintessentially Jesus. See, this story is about a journey. As we look at it, as we pray, as we met, it's about a journey. It's about Peter's journey. It's about our journey. And many of us have exited the boat. And, you know, we're walking on the water toward Jesus. But we're maybe too much in our own strength. And maybe we could characterize our ministries like that right now. You know, we're going for it. We're walking toward Jesus. We're doing what he's called to do, but we're in our own strength and we can kind of feel it, but we don't want to own it, right? Maybe that's how we might characterize our vocation or our marriage or our friendships or how we parent or just kind of the daily fight. You know, I've got this ability to push or to move or to walk on water, to do what needs to be done or to get it done or to, you know, as I like to say, just to get it. But then there's a further stage. Right? When we embrace failure and falling. And I think that if we don't embrace it, it's gonna crash on us. So if you will, there's the easy way and there's the hard way. You know, we can willingly sink and kind of let it go and give up, you know, our own strength, or we can wait for some sort of wave or life circumstance or whatever to crash on top of us. You know, either way, this is the moment for Peter when he sinks and he gets to cry out for help. And Jesus is right there. And trust me, I just thought of this. Trust me, I mean, people in your family, people in your marriage, people in your department at work, people at your church, your small group, they're going to like you much better. You know, the you that is being carried back to the boat where you're weak and he's strong, than the you that is walking toward Jesus where you're strong and you're killing it. None of the other disciples are, but you're walking on water. So this sinking, this failing, this falling is actually a blessing. It's a mercy because then we can cry out for help. So Jesus comes over, right, to Peter, and he's sinking. And Jesus says, in essence, okay, I've seen what you've done. You know, good job. You walked on water. I've seen your ministry, your marriage, your strength, your ability, you know, your. But now I'd like to show you mine. I'd like to show you my ministry that I have for you, my marriage that I have for you, my relationship that I want to have with you. And so the question that the Spirit of God is, you know, reaching out to me with and to us with this morning is, are we ready to embrace sinking and failing and needing help? Because honestly, we can only truly be there for other people when they're sinking and failing if we've sunk, if that's the right way to say it, and failed ourselves. So the first step is to get out of the boat. That's that initial calling, that initial response, and it's so important, and we have to start there. And then we walk toward Jesus, you know, and in confidence and, you know, in our own strength. But then we have to fall. We have to fail. The wind and the waves have to distract us. We have to sink and cry out and then learn vulnerability in life and in vocation and in relationships. And so again, you know, the only thing better than walking toward Jesus on the water is being carried by Jesus on the water. And this podcast may be a little bit, you know, deep or allegorical or fanciful, but just ponder it. Think about it. Pray about it. Where are you on that journey? What is your invitation? And what does it look like to respond to that next leg of the journey? Because I promise you, I'm experiencing this and I want to experience it more, that as I say yes to this, you know, walking with Jesus, where I'm weak and he's strong, it's going to impact everything that I do and everyone that I do life with. And that's what I want. And that's what you want. And so let's pray and think and ponder and journal. And let's just not so much walk toward Jesus in our own strength today, but let's walk with Jesus, or let's let him carry us back to the boat. And we will talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.